show here something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Cell Signal Storm Podcast.
The good old days. Remember the good old days when no matter which political party was in the Oval Office, no matter which political party was in charge of Congress, you could be relatively assured that the I's were being dotted, the T's were being crossed, and at the very least, even if they were Democrats, you could anticipate or expect that they'd want to protect you, they'd want to protect your family, that they weren't into giving enemies and adversaries access to you. We can't say that today, can we? From the crime in our streets to our national security, it's just bad out there. Let me give you some stories, all right? I want to give you some stories to help paint the picture, if you will. And some of this I'm going to have to describe because a lot of this I'm finding on Twitter, courtesy of James Woods. And if you haven't seen James Woods' Twitter feed, it is spectacular. That the actor, James Woods, he's a conservative, and man, he has been just lighting the Democrats' hair on fire so long as Twitter is letting him. You know, they've been communists up until recently. But now Woods and all the rest of us able to tweet semi-freely at this point. So let me give you some stories. It's been widely reported about the human feces capital of America. That would be San Francisco. And how they're losing a Whole Foods market out there. For those of you who have not been to Whole Foods, it's yummy food, it's natural food, and there's a market for that. And I kind of like going to Whole Foods myself. It's a little higher end, a little more expensive. But Whole Foods is shutting down in the middle of San Francisco. Why? Because left-wing, Democrat, pro-criminal policies, crime is out of control. So it's shutting down. The store was only around for about a little less or a little more than a year. And it's going bye-bye. So now this is leading to a lot of people on Twitter saying, whoa, wait a minute. If Whole Foods is going to shut down, then where are Californians going to steal all their healthy food from? I thought that was pretty funny, so I wanted to share. Then the aforementioned James Woods puts up this video. And you're just going to have to go to his feed and check this out. It is brutal. My friends, I couldn't show it all on Newsmax because we're not allowed to show people getting shot and people dying. But it's this surveillance video from a smoke shop, and this dude whips out a gun, shoots a guy point blank in the head. He falls to the ground. He's still moving, shoots him dead in the back, and then takes his wallet. It's savage in New York City, where, of course, they do a lot of gun control. And it only impacts the law-abiding. The thugs have all the guns they want. And they do cashless bail, which benefits what? The thugs, the aforementioned thugs. So that's New York City. And then, but if you really want gun violence, you all know you got to go to the Windy City, right? You got to go to Chicago. Walmart planning on shutting down four stores there because, everybody's busting in and stealing all their stuff. They can't make a profit. And the local cops won't do a damn thing about it because they're hamstrung by a bunch of pro-criminal left-wingers in City Hall. They just got rid of Lori Lightfoot. They just got rid of that racist dirtbag. And now they voted for another racist dirtbag to put in there. It's a joke. So they're shutting down Walmarts, but get this, folks. The left-wingers are blasting Walmart. How dare you shut down? Because if you leave, grocery prices are going to shoot through the roof. I kid you not. You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of the People's Republic of Iran, right? They make life miserable for their people over there, the Ayatollah Khomeini. And it's just really repressive, right? So they make life miserable, and then they blame the United States for all of the misery. That's exactly what Democrats are doing in Chicago. Nobody's blaming the left-wing policies that are necessitating these businesses leave and shut down. They're all about, how dare you? Shouldn't you just stay here and go bankrupt for us? That's the expectation of these left-wing nutballs. Then you've got people who are still free. Thankfully, we're free enough voting with their feet. This is from the Census Bureau. 1 year, kids. This is 2021 to 2022. Los Angeles County, California. Now, that's also crime-ridden, controlled by left-wing crazy people, right? They lost 90,704 people in 1 year. Elsewhere in Gavin Newsom's socialist paradise, Santa Clara County losing 15,650 people. Alameda County dropping 14,840 residents. Back to Chicago in Cook County, that county lost 68,314 people in 1 year, just in 1 year. And then to New York, where all the shooting is going on, Queens County losing 50,112 people, Kings County losing 46,970, and the Bronx losing 41,143. Again, 2021 to 2022, and those cities run into the ground by the Democrat Party. And people are leaving so long as they have the freedom to do so. People leaving the Democrat Party as well. We just heard about those high-profile Democrats and all the defections from the Marxist, socialist, do-nothing, incompetent Democrat Party are happening hand over fist out there. Want some examples of the incompetence of the Democrat Party? Beijing Biden just wrapped up a trip to overseas, Ireland and elsewhere. And some citizen of Belfast walking around and looks down and says, well, what is that? It looks rather official looking. It was the security detail information, classified documents, just blowing around on the streets. Joe Biden's security detail in his visit to Belfast, just sitting right there on the street, right? Then you got a whistleblower from the Team Biden era, former resident Barack Hussein Obama White House stenographer is blowing the whistle on his former vice president, Biden's former vice president, Beijing Biden, claiming to have no prior awareness of Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings with Ukraine's energy company, Burisma. This stenographer is saying, whoa, wait a minute. Joe Biden knew that Hunter Biden was already on the board on April 18th. Joe Biden knew, said former Obama administration stenographer Mike McCormick Wednesday night, recalling his transcription of a senior administration official interview, whom he identified as now National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, on the Biden's famed Air Force Two flight to Kyiv, Ukraine, on April 21st, 2014. He directed Sullivan to go back and talk to the press. This is a conspiracy. This is a crime. This is public corruption. That's what the FBI is supposed to investigate. McCormick wants to testify before the Wilmington, Delaware grand jury investigating Hunter Biden, willing to tie then VP Biden to this kickback scheme. So Joe Biden's crooked, but we all knew that. And then last week, this Jack Teixeira, a 21-year-old airman, gets arrested. He's been putting out classified information on the web for months now. And since the New York Times finally got wind of it and published it, then all of a sudden, this guy's got to be arrested. But I was talking to Colonel Tony Schaefer last week. He goes, wait a minute, how does a 21-year-old airman get access to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff level documentation? How does that happen? Well, maybe it's possible. Maybe it's possible that the Joe Biden administration and our government, courtesy of left-wing Democrat nincompoops, is staffed with a bunch of unqualified people who check boxes but are not qualified to do their jobs. Or maybe this 21-year-old airman just knew where Joe Biden's Corvette was parked. I don't know. Coming up next, we will talk to the most banned woman on planet Earth. We're going to introduce you to her next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
I think it's fair to say that President Trump, the coalition to get rid of President Trump, is in full gear And the theme that Americans are starting to catch on to is, if they will do this to President Trump to stop the America First agenda, what do you think they'll do to you? And someone who maybe has a better answer on this than most is a woman by the name of Katie Hopkins. She's the most banned woman on planet Earth. She's formerly with British intelligence and a graduate of the Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst. She has an economics background. She's been banned from Australia for outing their totalitarian response to the China virus. She's banned from South Africa after exposing the racist violence against white farmers there. And she's constantly being attacked by the country she took an oath to protect, the United Kingdom. And it's a pleasure to welcome Katie Hopkins. Lady, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you. That was a very generous introduction. And hello and good morning to our lovely family out there in Texas and Houston in particular. It's very nice to speak to you all.
Well, you know, you actually sent me some texts about some of the things that on your brain, and this Sergeant Perry conviction. You saw this come down. This is, and we just to remind everybody what Sergeant Perry was about. We just went over the story. Sergeant Perry is this guy who was defending himself from Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioters. One of the BLM Marxists raised an AK-47 and aimed it at him. He shot back to defend himself, and some left-wing zealot decided to bring him up on charges, and he got convicted. What's your reaction?
Yeah, and it's the same thing that you guys see over and over, is once you get these DAs put in place by Soros and his friends, then of course we see these kind of prosecutions happening. There is talk actually of evidence that would have secured an innocent charge, or would have let Mr. Perry go as innocent, that the DA was actually involved in having the evidence that would have absolutely proved the innocence of Mr. Perry, having that redacted and taken from record. So it's always these kind of activist DAs that we have concerns about. I also think, having spent time in downtown Minneapolis in Minnesota during the time of George Floyd, so I went there undercover as a apologetic white to the George Floyd Memorial. There was an entire intersection that became the George Floyd Memorial. Having seen BLM behind the scenes and what they're like, you know, this notion that they were just wandering around with AR-15s or AK-47s and they would never have harmed a soul. And it's one of the glorious and great things that I love so much about Texas and Texans in particular, the red ones, obviously, not the Austin Blues, is that stand your ground. You know, you stand your ground. You have one of the strongest stand your ground laws in all of America. And when I'm in Minnesota, Minneapolis, the opposite is true. If an armed person breaks into your home in Minneapolis, the obligation is on you to leave your home swiftly by the back door and try not to hurt the individual breaking into your homes. So this is the weird progressive creep, isn't it? When you start backing down to people who break into your house, this is where we end up with active duty US Army sergeants being found guilty for no crime whatsoever. Yes, it's a tough thing when the law is not the law.
Yeah, it is my sincere hope that Jose Garza, who is a loudmouth leftist Latino, and who brought these charges, that somehow he has brought up on criminal charges for suppressing the evidence. That was one aspect of the story that I had neglected to mention, Katie, was that he was actively charged or accused of suppressing evidence in this case. And I think that ought not go by the wayside. That ought to be charged. Let me ask you about the Second Amendment writ large. As you know, a crazed transgender person gunned down six Christians the week before Holy Week. And then our White House said that it's actually the trans community that's under attack. We just had another trans individual arrested in Colorado for plotting. He hated Trump, by the way, for plotting a similar type shooting. Yet the American left, as you rightly point out, says, well, it's up to you conservatives. It's up to you people in America. When the left wing wants to slaughter you, it's up to you to let them. And I don't know that I want to go there. How about you?
No, exactly. And that's why, you know, British people, and I clearly speak for no one but myself, And I will also say I am a foreigner to America and I'm an outsider. And you Americans have chased our British asses out of your fine country twice before. So please know I say this with respect, but British people do not typically understand the Second Amendment. But having spent a good, I don't know, 5 years or so traveling across your fine country and living there, I absolutely applaud all Americans and your defiance and your passion for your Second Amendment. It is absolutely what separates you from every other nation on the face of the planet. And it's why Americans remain our great hope. The Second Amendment, particularly, I've slept under the Texan sign, you know, come and take it. Truly one of the most exciting nights of my life. And I was completely alone. But I just feel your Second Amendment is so, it is the thing that allows us to believe that freedom does still have a hope. You know, I'm not allowed a weapon in my own country. I'm not allowed to defend myself with anything more than a bottle of damn hand sanitizer. Our police aren't even armed on the streets. But I'm a fully signed up member of the NRA because I'm such a supporter of yours. I have a car bumper sticker that says guns don't kill people, but I'm willing to. And I so support Americans' right to bear arms, and I absolutely love it. That as I travel across your country, as the minute Biden does something stupid, which let's face it, is every darn day, great conservatives, great Americans, big hairy men from the country places go out and buy another weapon. And nothing gives me greater pleasure than as I travel around the UK doing the same as I do in America, to gather people together and to remind them that great Americans are really standing strong, and there exists a private army, a civilian militia, with a greater weapons cache in America than I think that in any other time in American history. And that's terrifically exciting. And it is great to see the lizard eat its own tail, like you've just seen happening there with Dylan Mulvaney, the actor pretending to be trans. And then Bud Light thought it was a good idea to sponsor the pretend trans that Biden gave a gift of a visit to the White House in. And it's great to see Americans fight back and Kid Rock standing up and helping cheer our side on. It's great. These are great times to be alive.
Well, that's very true. And also check out our parody, by the way, Bye Bye Bud, which is turning into an over weekend success here on the Chris Salcedo Show. Katie Hopkins, our guest right now, folks, and she has her own radio show on TNT Radio. I highly encourage you to check it out. And I want to take advantage right now, Katie, of your economics background, because you know the dangers of what we're seeing evolving out there in this BRICS nation alliance. You've got China and Russia and the other BRICS countries seeking to replace the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency and having a modicum of success at this point. What is your take on not only the West's timidity in the face of this, but America's in particular, with as you rightly point out, a weak and feckless boob of an occupier of the Oval Office in charge? It really does have the capacity to undermine the bulwark of the West, which has been our economic prowess. Yes,
absolutely. And I think there's so many levels at play here, aren't there? You know, there's the level of play that is the media play. So the media play says a much weakened America. You have this ridiculous elderly gentleman with dementia whose family really should be prosecuted for cruelty to elders to even allow him to be masquerading as the president of the United States of America. You know, I was there for his installation, and it was one of the most sorrowful days of my life. Then you have this horrible kind of, if someone was to take an axe almost and swing it into the dynamic of the thing, Biden choosing to throw himself with all his might into the horrible Ukraine conflict, putting his whole weight of America with Ukraine, you know, maximizing the opportunity to mobilize the military industrial complex in a way that we know is absolutely perverse, going against Russia and therefore pushing ties between China and Russia, making them much more strong. And then today, the breaking news here in Europe is that Macron, who's just been over to visit in China, for the first time, their transaction for their gas trades is not going to be made with the US dollar. Mm. It's going to be made with China. And I think that's exactly it. It's this, the media play and the big narrative is America much weakened. And the only thing I would counter that with is the difference between media play and real life. And that's why I'm always so positive and uplifted for our side, no matter how dark the stories, because the truth of our side is that we are growing much stronger. So whilst America, the face of America, may be some elderly, demented geriatric who is unsure where he is but knows that he likes chocolate ice cream, the heart of America is stronger than I ever saw it. And same in California. California is as red as I ever saw. I know it's blue. I know there's Newsom. I know he thinks he's already president. But California is so red right now. And that's the, you know, that's the uplift, isn't it? Is that wherever we are, we feel, you feel, how strong our side is, even though we're represented by the very weakest of men. Yeah. And that's such the tragedy of the thing.
It is. It is. And I think it actually stimulates our side to recognize the threats. You know, and I've always said if our enemies, going back to the Second Amendment, if our enemies recognize how pivotal something is, they want to take it away from us, shouldn't we be equally committed to preserving it? And that's precisely how I look at it. Last thing I want you to comment on is China's now, since our Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, met with the Taiwanese president, China has now upped its war games. It's continuing now. I think it's into its third or fourth day and simulating an invasion of Taiwan. What's your read on all this?
Yeah, and you just look at, I mean, I appreciate Trump tweeting World War III on Easter Sunday was clearly something. Mm. But I do feel that if you look at the way that if you follow the media narrative, this idea that Russia encircled Ukraine and tried to take over Ukraine, and America's supposed to be standing with Ukraine on all of this, and my idiotic neighbors here in the street where I live have their Ukraine flags hoisted because that's what they've been told to believe, and other Brits who've been spoon-fed stories have taken in Ukrainians into their homes, you know, as pets, but like pets, you know, not just for Christmas, you know, this whole spoon feeding. So he's going to stand with Ukraine. What exactly is going to happen when China does, as it inevitably will do, invade Taiwan? Mm-hmm. What then? What will the American play be then? Will they stand as they have done, you know, with Ukraine, or will they suddenly realize that China is now the bigger power? China clearly feels so emboldened. China and Russia clearly feel emboldened by America's perceived weakness. Mm. And that's why I think, you know, the next election cycle cannot come a moment too soon. And it's why there is this fervor for the strong man, again, whoever that might be, that will actively rebuild America. You know, we've seen time and time again, haven't we, leaders who just want to manage the decline of a country, my country in particular, the UK. But what we want is leaders who will actually stand and fight for a thing, not manage over its decline. And so if I could push time forwards and get us to 2024 and get that old man out of the White House and find someone who would stand strongly again for America, I think it would really shift the dynamic once more. But currently, as things stand, Russia and China looking like the strong players in the world economy, and that's painful to all of us.
It is. And as you rightly point out, Macron coming back from China saying that we have to rely less on the United States, and China, of course, has zero respect for a man I call Beijing Biden, because they own him. And the vast majority of Americans, according to the polls, believe that the Biden family is owned by communist China. And these Democrats, these leftists, these Marxists have turned us into a dispensable nation. And I don't think my people like it very much. Katie Hopkins, everybody, I want you to tune into her program on TNT Radio. It is excellent. As you can see, she is no shrinking violet, and she will tell you like it is. It has been fantastic meeting you. Our mutual friend, Mike Ryan, spoke so highly of you, and I hope we can make this a regular thing and getting on radio together and talking these things out.
Well, thank you so much. And if I may, just super briefly, because I appreciate you'll have to go, I just want to let Americans know, if you're listening, Britain is a country of sort of 80 million people. And I appreciate that 60 million of them or so are a name that I shouldn't use on the radio. But, you know, you know, they're basically not good people. They are sort of Californian Americans, blue ones. But at least 20 million decent British people are standing. They are cheering Americans on, and they love our American family on the other side of the pond. So please do let me just impart that to Americans, that very many British people stand right by your side.
And then let's you and I keep up that special relationship that our countries used to have and make sure that it lives on our radio shows. Katie Hopkins, it's a pleasure meeting you.
And you too.
And that's going to put a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and you a favor, will you? Visit a couple of websites. The first one is TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. Big news that happens in Texas. It is going to be covered right there. Also visit ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you track down whatever I happen to be doing. Our audio sources, whether they be on AM 700, KSEV, The Voice of Texas, TNTRadio.live, with my new colleague there, Katie Hopkins, or whether it be on the Salcedo Storm podcast or on television on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. And I keep beating myself up over not reminding the folks on the podcast. Make sure you go to ChrisSalcedo.com and check out all of our social media hookups as well. Yes, we're back on Twitter, and Elon Musk is keeping true to his word. We're just giving our conservative opinion out there, and he's pretty much leaving us alone. And I think maybe we're converting him in some way, not me personally, but conservatism anyway, because the left wing is just going after this guy. So you can also find True Social and Getter and everything else, MeWe, Parler, and Rumble. It's all there. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. Stay safe out there.